the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted to accept a compromise with Republicans that will freeze diversity positions on campuses. It's Thursday, December 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Democratic state lawmakers are introducing legislation that would protect same-sex marriage. And an elk that captured the hearts of many Wisconsinites has died. Evan Casey will have more. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A compromise between the Universities of Wisconsin and Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been approved by the UW Board of Regents. Rich Kramer reports that blocked pay raises for 34,000 university employees will now go forward in exchange for new limits on campus diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Regents approved the offer Wednesday evening by a vote of 11-6. Three members flipped after the board rejected the same deal Saturday. DEI staff at UW campuses will be frozen through 2026 under the agreement. In exchange, Republicans will release $800 million in funds for employee raises and building projects, including a UW-Madison engineering building. Regent President Karen Walsh says despite the deal, the UW is not abandoning DEI.
We are not turning away from this core value. You will see it in our strategic plan for the system and strategic plans of our campuses. All are included.
In a statement after the vote, Voss said it was just the first step toward eliminating DEI programs on campuses. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick note, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison. Kenosha Unified School District will close six schools next year as the system faces a $15 million deficit. A divided Board of Education approved the closures following a five-hour meeting earlier this week. Administration recommended the closings as enrollment has fallen over the last decade from around 23,000 students to less than 19,000. Five elementary schools and one middle school will close. A second middle school will be relocated, and staffing at an alternative high school will be reduced. Board member Todd Price opposed the plan to close Lincoln Middle School. He says shutting down a school in the older, diverse neighborhood is discriminatory.
The harm that would be done by saving a couple million dollars, especially and particularly in the Lincoln neighborhood, is not worth it. It is not worth the savings.
Supporters say the district has too many underutilized buildings. A provision in the Wisconsin state constitution defining marriage as between one man and one woman would be replaced under a proposal Democrats unveiled yesterday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the change would require a constitutional amendment.
Same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states because of a 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision. But Wisconsin's constitution still says marriage exists only between a man and a woman. Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee is an openly gay lawmaker. He said he remembers when that language was inserted into the Constitution.
One of the worst days in the legislature is when that constitutional amendment passed in 2006, and some of my colleagues came up to me afterwards and said, "Don't take it personal." Well, it's been personal, and it's been in our Constitution for about 17 years, and it's time to repeal it.
Repealing that language would require passage in two consecutive sessions of the legislature. Then voters would have to approve the change. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers says the state will devote a record $414 million to address aging wastewater and stormwater systems in Wisconsin next year. The financing will be available to 84 communities for building or improving wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. The money is available through the Clean Water Fund program that's overseen by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The funding can be used to reduce phosphorus levels in wastewater treatment leaving plants. Too much phosphorus can contribute to algae formation on lakes and streams. The money can also address aging equipment. The funding is a mix of state funding with additional money coming in from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law, which was passed 2 years ago. The vast majority of the money will be made available as low-interest loans. Around $56 million will be awarded as principal forgiveness, and that means it'll reduce the amount that has to be repaid. A Republican lawmaker says he's open to pursuing legislation that would restrict PFAS in certain products in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading reports Senator Eric Wemberger made the remarks during a Wisconsin Health News panel discussion.
Senator Eric Wemberger said phasing out the chemicals similar to a ban in Minnesota may find some support in the Republican-controlled legislature. Community and health officials taking part in the discussion said they support a ban on PFAS. That includes Dr. Beth Neary with the Wisconsin Environmental Health Network.
If our neighbors in Minnesota can do legislation to stop the flow into the environment, why can't we do that? I thought Wisconsin was the environmental leader in this country.
Scott Suter with the Wisconsin Paper Council says it may support a proposal.
We'd have to make sure that it doesn't harm our industry and as a result harm those communities where these jobs are located.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says it would oppose legislation banning the chemicals. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An elk who traveled hundreds of miles across Wisconsin in search of a new mate has died. Evan Casey has more on the life of elk number 357.
The male elk started popping up on trail cameras across the state in September. The four-year-old was a member of the Black River Falls herd. It captured the hearts of Wisconsinites after it was seen running through the streets of McFarland on a viral social media video. Christina Kazuski is a wildlife biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She says some younger and less dominant elk travel far and wide to find a new mate.
Obviously attempted a lot of different areas and was searching for a new one. So
the elk was struck and killed by a semi in Illinois near Joliet.
He traveled many, many miles, and perhaps we figured that this would be, you know, the demise of this particular elk.
The Illinois DNR will now handle the carcass and potentially collect biological samples. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Giannis Antetokounmpo made history last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. He broke the franchise record for most points in a game. He scored 64 as the Bucks got the win over the Indiana Pacers. That record was previously set by Michael Redd back in 2006. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be right back in your podcast feed again tomorrow for a Friday edition of Wisconsin Today. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.